In this podcast about working to your preferences, I asked Charles Margerison about his own role preferences.
My own role preferences on the team management wheel are primarily to be extroverted. I enjoy working in a creative environment and developing new ideas, particularly writing in various forms, including songwriting, as well as technical writing. My approach to decision making is much more on the analytical rather than the beliefs side, although my family would say I have very strong beliefs about the way things should be run, and that's one of the issues that comes up. One can have very strong beliefs about the way one runs family life, but at business be quite analytical, logical, and stand back and work out the pros and cons. And on the structured flexible, I would prefer basically to be more flexible, but realize from a business point of view, one has to set timetables, goals, have budgets, and try to keep to them. But because of the creative work I like doing, I often come up with a new idea which changes the organization system, and that provides difficulty putting in a formal and fixed structure. So overall, with that as my main preferences, I prefer exploring and promoting. However, no one is locked in a box as far as any of the TMS systems are concerned. We all work in many areas, doing what the job demands as well as what we prefer. And therefore, I enjoy working either side of the explorer continuum, particularly creating and innovating, and assessing and developing. Probably the assessing and developing aspect of my approach is more the business side, looking at how we could begin to develop an organization to put the ideas into practice. And on the creation and innovation side, it's more dreaming up possible applications and ideas that we could use. But equally, I've moved beyond those two to doing a lot of reporting advising when I've been involved in consulting work. A lot of my time has been helping to develop an approach whereby to encourage other people to report what they know and to share advice, as well as myself reporting and advising to others. I've probably enjoyed less working in thrusting and organizing environments, but I've found that when needs require it, I can actually move into becoming more of an organizer, but only for a short period of time. After a while, less interested in that, more interested in the creation innovation.
Have you ever worked in the concluder-producer area?
I've had jobs which have been in the concluding-producing area. The first job I ever had in my career was in concluding and producing, and I had to do a regular set routine job each day. And I wondered why after a year I didn't like it. And clearly, with my preferences, it was at the opposite end of the spectrum from where I preferred working. But at that time, I didn't know that. At the same time, I've had to do jobs which were involved a lot of control and inspection. I was involved in personnel work in my early career where I had to ensure that all the pay systems were properly calculated. In those days, there were no computers. They had to be done by hand. And invariably, I suspect I probably got more of the control and inspection aspects wrong than my colleagues. So those are aspects of areas which I prefer. Basically, I try to organize my time in conjunction with my preferences and do things which are in line with where my energy is. And I would suggest that where people can't do that, where the job is not allowing them to exercise their preferences, they probably are going to become somewhat frustrated, probably less effective. And there needs to be a point where one either moves the job to your preference or you move job. And working with one chief executive, I always remember her saying to me, whatever job she had always changed it to meet her own preferences. So that is an important aspect both in terms of psychological health as well as actually organizing a business. Because if the people are not happy in what they're doing, it's probably the psychological health of the people around will become disaffected. You will get people who moan a lot, complain. So it's important that people actually do have correspondence between what they like doing and what they have to do.
What about yourself? Have you been able to work to your preferences?
In my own case, I've been very fortunate. I've had jobs which have been involved in production work, working in factories, working in offices. But equally, I've had the opportunity to work in organizations where I was encouraged to be creative, designing new education courses in business schools, fortunate to meet colleagues and develop a new business, as I did when we set up the journal publishing company. Each year we had to sit around and think what will be the new journal and what will be the new articles and how do we do it. Very creative process. I've always had an interest in music. When I was about 30 years of age, decided that I would go out and buy a keyboard, even though I'd never learned how to play one. And as a result, realized I could write songs. And that has been a very interesting creator, innovator activity for me, having now written over 150 songs and become more involved in the music industry. So it's a matter really of looking at one's life and saying, well, what does one have to do in terms of the job, and try to sort of align that with one's preferences, but also having hobbies which reflect one's preferences. And I suspect if most people look at their hobbies, they will find that the hobbies reflect more of their preferences perhaps than their work. I always remember one colleague who was renowned for developing a very effective social organization, local music society, and achieving great results, whereas at work he was not seen to be very effective at all. And when I look back, clearly he was using his preferences in developing the music society, but not able to do so in his work situation. So for me, I've been trying to align my preferences to the work and the activities I've done. And since I've worked with Dick McCann, we've spent a lot of time thinking this through in terms of the way we organize TMS, the particular roles that we engage in, the contributions that we make. And in the early days, I spent a lot of time going overseas, exploring and promoting, looking for opportunities, particularly in the UK, and then setting up the organization in America. And that happened to fit my work preferences. I found it enjoyable going into the unknown, looking for ways in which we could develop the business. But when it came to actually organizing it on the ground, that was not my forte. Certainly the producing and the inspecting and the maintaining. And it was good that we were able to bring together, both Dick and myself, teams of people in Canada, in the United States, in the UK, in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, who were able to do all of these functions, and we were able to utilize, Dick and myself, our own special work preferences to set things up, but then enable the teams to work effectively using the team management systems models and approaches.
You have been listening to a Team Management Systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.